Bodega Blood. Written by Chancey Lurking. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Sense8. Rating Teen. Category Gen. Also tagged for minor violence, homophobia, fistfights, and protectiveness. Part 8 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of...
Felix had learned that Leto was an actor the day he met him, but he learns that he actually makes a good living doing that in an unfortunate way. The bodega on the corner of Guad and Rio is run by an old woman Felix half wishes would take his flirting seriously while being simultaneously entertained by the fact that she doesn't. He leans on the counter to grin at Soledad every time he goes for groceries, and she laughs at him, alternating between calling him what Wolfgang has told him are childlike endearments and insults so vulgar Felix is overjoyed to repeat them. She also makes amazing horchata, according to Leto, so he isn't above letting her pick at them for loitering while they hang around the counter with the other loafers, drinking it and talking back to her. It's on one such day that things go a little sideways, because Felix is sitting on the ice machine with another guy arguing good-naturedly about soccer. And it is good-naturedly. Felix doesn't know the guy. He's never even seen him before. But Soledad treats him the same way she treats Felix, which is enough to make them kindred. Wolfgang is lazily propped up closer to the oscillating fan on the counter, half playing two-hand solitaire with Soledad, half watching the door with the paranoia of someone who's learned what happens when you don't. Felix keeps him in his line of sight the same as always, occasionally meeting his eyes, but mostly Felix is trying to keep up with a conversation only half in English. His attention shatters when he sees Wolfgang freeze out of the corner of his eye, though. The tension in his body was nearly indistinguishable from the way he normally carries himself, but Felix has already figured out that he can notice things about Wolfgang that the average person would miss. When he looks over and sees the startled look on Wolfgang's face, he has to physically restrain himself from pulling his knife. His eyes shift around, looking for the danger, but nothing has changed. Nobody's come in. He doesn't understand what's wrong until he registers the shitty little TV on the back counter and how Soledad has turned her attention to it. It's on a Spanish station, so he'd tuned it out a while ago. But now he's loath to be missing out when the man beside him jumps off the ice machine to lean over the counter and look.
Chinga la madre. Are they talking about that shit again?
Wolfgang's eyes go quietly dangerous as he follows the man's movements. Felix stands up and slides between the two of them, leaning casually against the counter. About what now? When he looks at the gritty image on the screen, it doesn't mean anything to him at first. He doesn't recognize the actor on screen, dressed all in black, covered in blood, nor does he when they change to a picture of him naked and connected at the hip to a different man. However, when it changes to an image of him smiling brightly, it rings familiar in a way that is vaguely alarming, right up until Leto Rodriguez scrolls across the bottom of the screen and Felix goes cold. There's a completely stunned lack of subtlety when Felix turns to look at Wolfgang with wide eyes, only to find Leto staring up at him with fear and shame all over Wolfgang's face. Lito Rodriguez, Soledad explains, her face lined with genuine sadness. Somebody leaked pictures of him and his lover, and now the press is out to crucify him. The good-for-nothing vultures. He lost everything. Pobrecito. Pobrecito. The other man repeats the word, but this time mockingly, disgustedly, like he wants to spit. Less than he deserved. You're so soft, Sole. Si yo habia. He switches to Spanish, so Felix doesn't know exactly what he says next. But he understands the vulgarity of it from the way Soledad's face pinches with aggravation when she tells him to shut up. He understands the hateful violence in it from the way Lito shuts his eyes and clenches his jaw as if he's heard it a million times before. And if he weren't in Wolfgang's body, he might cry. Too many of them these days, huh? The man switches back to English, nudging Felix with a chummy smirk and the sort of bold obviousness only exhibited by guys not used to getting socked in the jaw. Felix doesn't even realize he's going to punch him until the guy's teeth are breaking under his fist. Felix! He can't quite dodge it when the guy tackles him, throwing an elbow into Felix's face. But he manages to twist around before he can crack his head on the linoleum. He lands hard on his side and a postcard rack lands on top of them, but he barely feels it, sight gone red. It isn't until Wolfgang, and it is Wolfgang this time, he's cursing in German, is prying him backwards that he registers Soledad has a sawed-off in her hands. The man on the floor wisely does not move. Neither does Felix. You're going out that door and in opposite directions, or I'm calling the cops. Understand? She snaps. Understand? They understand. Then get. They get. Wolfgang is dragging him down the street to the right, their brief but no longer friend staggering in the other direction, sparing them a filthy look over his shoulder. This time he does spit, and a word follows it that makes Felix tense against Wolfgang's grasp. He doesn't get anywhere. What he does get is shoved down an alley. Ow! Felix exclaims, nasally when his back collides with the brick wall behind a dumpster. He's already got blood pouring out of his nose and his shoulder is throbbing. He could do without more manhandling. What the fuck? What part of "we should stay out of trouble" was unclear? Wolfgang snaps directly in Felix's face. Felix glares at him, aghast. Am I talking to Wolfie or the fuzz? Wolfgang's face tweaks. Well, he has a point. Oh, the fuzz. Good to see you sober, he says, completely honestly, but still with a sneer. Thanks, Will sneers right back. You're lucky she didn't call the police on you, asshole. So Wolfgang did instead? Felix bites back. Having a cop in his head turned him into a fucking snitch. Good job. Will glowers at him, but then turns to look to his side. Lito, he's fine. Felix straightens suddenly, remembering how he got here in the first place. Of course I'm fine. Are you? No, Lito says, then turns away from him. No, I'm not. This sucks. This fucking sucks, and I'm freaking the fuck out. I fucking hate this. I hate that I was outed like this. I wasn't ready. Soledad was right, okay? They took everything. I lost. He sucks in a breath, raising both hands and shutting his eyes like he's irritated and trying to calm himself down before he gets into hysterics. Lito, Felix says, willing to wait through whichever part of Lito wins. No. No, I still have my family, Lito corrects, opening his eyes. They didn't abandon me. I still have my lover and our... He almost laughs. Girlfriend? Life partner? Danny is still here with us, and my mom still loves me. She's proud of me. Then he does laugh, a little hysterically, motioning around himself. The voices in my head love me. They know me and love me, and have ridiculous friends who care enough to pick fights for me, he adds, as he comes back to stand before Felix. His face flickers with worry. But please don't pick fights for me. Felix scoffs. but when it doesn't make the usual sound, he turns away, popping his nose back in place and unceremoniously snorting blood onto the ground. "I like picking fights," he says. "Might as well be for something worth it." "This fight is a lot older than you," Nomi's smoky voice cuts in tiredly, and Felix tenses. "There's a lot you can do, but if you want to punch every single homophobe you meet, you're gonna need more hands." Felix raises his hands, unbothered by the state of his knuckles. "Two more for the cause. I'm not really a talking sort of guy." He nods down the block. "That fucker's gonna think about his missing teeth every time he tries to mouth off from now on." That counts for something in Felix's book. Nomi stares at him for a long breath, then sighs, shaking her head. "Fine," she says, in the melodic way only dangerous women can. "But if you get caught, we're coming for you." Felix is annoyed by how much that alarms him. "You can't risk... if you get caught, we're coming for you," Nomi says again, and it's the kindest threat he's ever received. It twists in his chest as much as it pisses him off, but then Nomi kisses his forehead, and he feels like a cowed little brother. He looks away. "Felix." It's Leto's pronunciation now, and Felix looks back to find him smiling sadly. "I must admit, that was very satisfying to watch, though." Felix perks up a little. "Yeah? Wolfgang beat up the guy who did this, you know?" Leto continues. And no, Felix had actually not known that, but is completely unsurprised and more than a little pleased. "Between that and this, I am quite satisfied. So let's..." He takes Felix's hands and closes them between his own. "Let's take it easy, okay?" Felix doesn't really do take it easy, but Leto doesn't have to know that. Or maybe he already does, because, well, headmate. He rolls his eyes and Felix smiles at him. "What'd Wolfie say?" "That you're a hard-headed lunatic and we are wasting our breath," Leto answers, scrubbing at the blood on Felix's face with his sleeve when the man cackles. "Birds of a feather, huh?" "You know it," Felix smirks, but then sobers, slapping Wolfgang's chest. "I won't get caught," he offers as a middle ground, then adds, "won't get dead either, okay?" Leto shakes his head, but he's also smiling. "You'd better fucking not." Felix isn't sure who said that. Felix gives the bodega a wide berth for about a week before he peeks inside bearing a sheepish smile and a shitty bouquet of flowers. And it's shitty intentionally because it looks like the exact sort of thing a guy like him would bring an angry lover, which he's hoping Soledad will find funny. She does not laugh when he comes in, her face hard and annoyed. But Felix has slept with women who've given him that face, so he doesn't back out just yet. She calls him a string of vulgarities when she finally takes the flowers, but it sounds a little bit fond, and Felix grins at her. When he offers to buy all of the bootlegs of Leto's movies she has on hand, she graces him with a friendly smack on the cheek, and he feels like he can enter without threat of bodily harm. When she scowls at him and says, "You owe me a lost customer, Capron. You'd better bring your man with you next time. I like him better than you anyway." He reads through what she's trying to say and feels bright in his heart. He doesn't bother correcting her, already promising to drag Wolfgang in for frescas after work tomorrow. The end.
I'm dying on the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Reader's note. I apologize for my terrible, terrible Spanish. Sorry. Also, I realized that if I could do accents, this would be an amazing series to do accents in, because you could actually use the same voice, same pitch, same whatever, and just, like, do different accents to do different characters. I can't do any accents at all, basically, so that's not happening. But I do realize that it would be an amazing, amazing way to do things.